Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We are scheduled to be joined by Lewis Riddick from ESPN, also does a great job as part of their Monday Night Football crew as well, here in the next few minutes. So looking forward to that conversation with him. Joe, I do want to pass something along. Obviously, Arthur Smith and his media availability taking place on Thursdays going on right now, and he's been asked about the head coaching interest that he's received and the quote that he's come out with. This is from Jim Wyatt, who was on with us earlier in the show. Quote, "You have to focus on the job at hand and not what's down the road. It's not right to cheat the job you're in and what you're doing. It's focused on the Titans and doing a good job now. If things work out later, then they work out." So you knew that was going to come up. Not surprising, that response from Arthur Smith.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. I thought Art was going to be like, yeah, look, guys, I'm mostly focused on which job I'm taking. I am looking at a little bit of Ravens film in my downtime, but largely I'm studying Detroit Lions offensive players to see, how that will work out next year.
Right. Didn't quite get that out of Arthur Smith in this conversation. Hey, let's go ahead and look ahead to this game coming up for the Titans on Sunday against the Ravens. To help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Lewis Riddick. Does a great job at ESPN, also part of the Monday Night Football crew as well. Lewis, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are doing very well. Appreciate you asking.
Great.
And Lewis, obviously, the Titans fans very much looking forward to this game coming up against the Ravens on Sunday. And the Ravens, winners of five in a row, it looks like Lamar Jackson and this offense have started to figure it out again in the last few weeks. What do you see out of the Ravens when you watch them as of late? And what do you think of Lamar Jackson and this offense and the way they're clicking heading into this game?
Yeah, man, when you run for 400 yards in a game, when you rush for 400 yards in a game, I don't care who you're playing against. I don't care what time of year it is. I don't care what's at stake in the football game. That makes you stand up and take notice. And I am sure that has gotten Mike Vrabel's attention as far as Baltimore and how they look offensively, and in particular how the run game looks, and then even more specifically how J.K. Dobbins and Lamar are looking right now. So you better buckle up your chin strap, make sure that you have your big boy pads on, and be ready to rock and roll, because that's what this team is. I mean, that's what John Harbaugh wanted, that's what Greg Roman wanted, and that's what they have created. And you know that that's what you're going to have to deal with this team. The power running game, the perimeter off-tackle power running game is something that they're going to have a plan for, because if you let it get rolling, it can be 3 hours of pure hell. I mean, and Tennessee knows this because they know they can do it to people too, just in a different form, with Derrick Henry. So that's what makes this game so interesting and so intriguing. Obviously, Tennessee has a feather in its cap as far as beating them the last two times that they have played and beating them in different ways. So they're in Baltimore's head, and the mental warfare part of playoff football is one of the most fascinating for me. So if I'm Tennessee, I'm feeling good about where we're sitting and kind of how we played this team in the past. But looking how Baltimore has won five out of the last seven games and how they finished up the year and how they're trending in the right direction, I think we all know that Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, this is going to be an absolute fist fight, and we wouldn't want it any other way, would we?
Not at all. And Lewis, the Ravens, of course, the schedule has not been the strongest down the stretch, but obviously they seem to have much more confidence. Like you said, they are just, 400 yards in an NFL game, it's like a Power 5 team against an FCS team, College football. Is this the Ravens executing better, or Greg Roman making some adjustments recently that have worked?
No, I think they're executing better, because this is a football team whose season, just like many teams, I mean, and Tennessee knows this too. It's a team that's had their season disrupted, stop and start, lots of virtual learning, virtual practice, virtual meetings. Their quarterback was sick for a while, and Lamar was sick for a little bit. They've had some changes on the offensive line where they've lost some really good people, and then they've had to put things together. Now they've been able to play a little bit together now, and they're starting to click right now. And obviously context is important. Yeah, I mean, if you run the football for 400 yards against Cincinnati, of course, that's people are going to go, so what? It's Cincinnati. All right, well, we saw Cincinnati as a Monday night crew have Pittsburgh come in there, and they absolutely just beat Pittsburgh up. So, I mean, the NFL is not – it is not like college football. The margin between winning and losing is very, very thin, as you guys know, and these guys are all professionals. So when you beat somebody, you beat them. You've earned it. So I'm not going to take anything away from how Baltimore has trended in the right direction. Just like, you know, you wouldn't want that, or anybody wouldn't want that done to, you know, to the Titans, because these guys are all legit playoff teams. And it really doesn't matter really what's happened, you know, in the regular season heading into this game anyway. This is a heated rivalry with some real good recent history that's very chippy and very petty. And I love that, because that adds an element of unknown and physicality to a game, and that's exactly what you want in a wild card matchup.
Lewis Riddick from ESPN on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Lewis, obviously, Derrick Henry, a huge talking point around here, just finished with more than 2,000 yards, became the eighth running back in league history to do so. And it's got people around here just kind of forecasting and thinking about what his long-term future could be. Could he be a Hall of Famer? Could he be eventually in the conversation of some of the greatest running backs of all time? When you watch Derrick Henry, what do you see, and what do you think his long-term future could be in terms of those conversations?
Yeah, I mean, look, Derek's what? He's in his fifth year now. He's a guy who obviously he's a physical marvel, an absolute freak, plays in the perfect type of system. When you watch him, as big as he is and his style, he's a guy who doesn't take, like, ridiculous shots. He's not the kind of guy who is just getting, you know, his block knocked off over and over and over again, or taking really vicious hits around his knees and ankles to where, you know, his lower body's getting mangled up. He's a guy who really is, you know, at 6'4", 250 pounds, he's a guy who does really excel running on the edges and running off tackle, and a guy who breaks a lot of plus 10, plus 15, plus 20-yard runs, and really preserves himself despite having so much, you know, so many touches. So I think his longevity, you know, if everything still, you know, goes good and he doesn't, you know, have any, you know, unfortunate, you know, take any unfortunate hits to his lower body, I think his longevity is something you could feel, you know, optimistic about. And the production that he's having right now, despite the fact that teams know what they're going to do. I mean, there are many times where by personnel grouping and by formation, you know what they're doing. You know where they're coming. Arthur Smith is telling you this is what we're doing, and they still can't stop it. Yeah, I think right now there's no telling what kind of numbers he could rack up on it from a career perspective here when it's all said and done. And you have to give him his props. You just do. He's from a pure production standpoint, I don't know how you can argue with him being someone who has to be in consideration for down the road, you know, maybe a Hall of Fame candidacy and in the discussion for being one of the most productive, prolific backs that this game has ever seen. You just can't argue against it. Now, there's some people who say, you know, as big as he is, as strong as he is, as fast as he is, he's not the explosive, this punishing run. Well, you don't really necessarily want him to be, because that would mean he's taking a bunch of hits, and next thing you know, his career longevity is being jeopardized or put into question because he is someone who is taking all those hits. With the way he runs and his style right now, it's doing just great for him and for the Tennessee Titans. And look, he's fun to watch. He is a treat. We are lucky to be able to watch somebody like him, because I don't think I've ever. And people have asked me this question: have you ever played against somebody like this? And I'm thinking, no, because I wasn't around when Chuck Muncy was playing, and that's the only guy who I can think of, or maybe Rod Bernstein when he moved from H-back to running back when he played in Denver in the early 90s, and I played against him. That's the only people I can think of that were like that.
Interesting. And that's a great point about not taking the punishment. Totally different style, but I think of Barry Sanders, too, as a guy who, you know, a lot of volume, but managed to miss hits, and somehow this is a power sure. back who also has a knack for that. So the other member of that backfield who's had a great year and a great couple of years, Lewis, Ryan Tannehill, mm-hmm. a guy who – I think a lot of people still look at him like, hey, it's great to have Derrick Henry with you, and you get some nice big windows out of play action, and good for you. But people who watch him around here regularly know he's more than that. How do you think he fits in among the best quarterbacks in the NFL? And has your opinion of him changed, you know, in the last couple of years compared with what it was when he was with the Dolphins.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is one of my favorite players in the league, period. Okay? And I am someone who talks a lot about the importance of the marriage between scheme, coaching style, and player, you know, skill set. And they hit a home run with Ryan as far as his play, his skill set, Arthur's coaching style, and then the scheme in which they use. That's what the league is about. That's what it's all about. It's about finding these kind of marriages. And look, Ryan's career was on the path to nowhere for a number of different reasons down in Miami. One, because he couldn't stay healthy. Two, because the scheme and the people that were surrounding him were just, it was just awful. It was bad. The best thing he did was get out of there. And the best thing he did was hook up with this team at that particular moment. And then when they made the switch last year out in Denver, and they pull and Marcus is out and he's in, everything has taken off. And you know what? The people who say, well, yeah, it's great having Derrick Henry, and that's the only reason why you're excelling, well, they don't really know a whole lot about football then, and they don't really evaluate him in the proper context, because when you watch him play, yeah, there's some open-window throws. Sure there are. There's open-window throws for Tom Brady, too. There's been a lot of open-window throws for Drew Brees. There was a lot of open-window throws for Peyton Manning and John Elway and everybody else. I mean, it kind of goes like that. But if you look at some of the advanced statistics on Ryan Tannehill and just watch him play after play, this guy can throw the football with pinpoint accuracy into some of the tightest windows, and the advanced metrics bear that out when you look at it. So he is deserving in the contract extension that he got. He is a guy that will absolutely rip you off a play action or as a dropback passer. And he can push the ball down the field as well as anyone. And he showed it just this past week against the Texans. That throw to A.J. Brown, you can't throw that ball any better. There's a quarterback in the NFL who can throw that any better, and it was perfect. And Arthur had the confidence to throw that, to call that play, because of the fact that it's Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown, and he's seen him do it over and over and over again. That had nothing to do with Derrick Henry. That had to do with understanding what coverage they were probably going to get in that two-high cover four look. They knew that the safety would bite on the dig route. They knew that AJ would be one-on-one on the corner on the outside, and they had the confidence in Ryan that he was going to put it up there, put enough air under it so AJ could run underneath it, and he dropped it right in there as if he walked up there and handed it to him. You aren't going to find a bigger fan of Ryan Tannehill than me. And you're not going to find a bigger fan of Arthur Smith than me, because I've known Arthur for almost 20 years. That is the perfect, that's one of the best signings that you will see as far as Ryan Tannehill being with the Tennessee Titans and hooking up with Arthur Smith. And everybody in Nashville ought to be thanking their lucky stars that they got him and just celebrate him, because the dude right now is on a tremendous trajectory upwards. And Arthur's going to be a head coach here soon, if not in the next couple of weeks. And it's too bad, because, I mean, that's just the way it goes. But that marriage between him and Ryan is perfect. It's absolutely perfect, and I can't wait to see them. We got to see them week one out in Denver. I can't wait to see them on Sunday. It's perfect.
Lewis Riddick from ESPN on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Lewis, last thing for you here. You mentioned Arthur Smith, and obviously getting a lot of attention based on what he's done, based on the offense that the Titans have had all year long. What kind of a head coach do you think Arthur Smith could forecast to be in this league?
Yeah, Arthur's on the cutting edge, man. He is always looking forward. Always going to be on the cutting edge as far as scheme, strategies, tactics, putting players in best position to succeed. I know that's an overused term, but as someone who has known him for a very, very long time, he wholeheartedly believes in that. He wholeheartedly believes in, you know, being interested in the total overall development of players and listening. He's a very good listener. He's a very good listener, not just when it comes to talking to players about football, but just talking to players about life. I think he's someone who his competency and his credibility and the way he has impacted players, you know, in a positive way is something that'll resonate with other players. So that's what players want. Players want to be made better. They want you to make them better, because they know that does nothing but benefit them individually and benefits teams. You can't miss with Arthur Smith. You can't miss. And I expect to see him named somewhere here in the very short future, or whenever Tennessee is done being playing, and I'm sure in Nashville they're hoping that's in Tampa. So he's deserving of all the recognition he's getting.
Lewis Riddick from ESPN has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Lewis, really great stuff, man. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely. Lewis Riddick, one of the best in the business. I tell you what, really good stuff there from Lewis Riddick. We've got a lot to react to. We'll do that on the other side. Get your reaction as well on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. And we'll do that when we come back. But first, I've got a word from FanDuel. And listen up, football fans, I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called the Same Game Parlay Bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A Same Game Parlay lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the wild card round coming up this weekend. You can combine the money line, the over-under, player props, all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a Same Game Parlay Bet risk-free. All FanDuel customers, you can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. The playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot. It's just one of the many ways to win on FanDuel. They got a whole range of betting options, player props, future, whatever bet you're looking for, FanDuel has it. And if you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started today. Use my promo code ROB, that's R-O-B, at sign up. That's promo code ROB at sign up. And if you're already a current customer, then you're all set. Just go check out the Same Game Parlays, only available on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max refund of $10. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.